At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Once again, not our prettiest game. We had a number of things go on and drops on offense, and just we weren't playing consistent. Our guys didn't waver. You know, they stayed consistent with it and fought until the end. You know, credit to our guys for fighting through there at the end and coming away with one.
Yeah, they came away with one. The Bears beat the Giants 24-20. We are talking about it with Anthony Heron. Anthony joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, here in Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we got into the Darnell Wright and Brian Burns duel a little bit previously. I know you talked about that on Fox 32 with Lou Kanellis. But I even want to go back to what you were talking about previous to that, and when you discussed the tight end role in production and how you see it play out. I think that was a key part of how the Bears ended up coming away with this win once they were able to get the ball and start producing in the fourth quarter.
And apologies, because I've been giggling the entire commercial break. I was looking up the Clifford Franklin quote from The Replacements, which was I was thoroughly entertained by, and I was also I went back and watched the clip, and it put me in the mind of when Darnell Wright, you know, when he teakettled Brian Burns, and there was a moment where Brian Burns is looking up in fear, just trying to figure out whether or not this mammoth individual is about to pile drive him into the ground while he's already in this prone position. And again, I've been there, where you've been put on the ground by some guy and you're looking up trying to figure out, is he about to try to finish me? If so, this is going to be thoroughly uncomfortable.
Finish him!
Okay, fortunately he didn't. Because, you know, Burns kind of put the arm up for a moment, like just to see if he'd be able to, like, catch him if Darnell Wright was going to come do it. He didn't. So that was, I guess, a credit to Darnell Wright, a respect that Darnell Wright was paying to one of the better players in the sport by not doing him dirty like that. But Brian Burns was worried about it for a moment. Like, hey, chill out, chill out. Okay, we good. Then he got up and just continued on with the play.
Wait, what is the quote from The Replacements?
So there's I think it's Orlando Jones, I think is the actor playing the character Clifford Franklin in the movie.
That is Orlando Jones. I can confirm.
Okay, so the guy who's been struggling with drops beforehand.
Jonesy.
The same guy, yes. And, you know, they put Stick'Em all over Clifford Franklin's hands, and so he finally makes a big catch in the game. So he's gone from being this sort of meek, mild-mannered individual to now he's getting the post-game interview for making the big grab, and he's got like a fishnet shirt on. It's all sheer. He's got a towel. He's like suggestively grabbing his male parts while the female reporter's talking to him, and he's glaring into the camera, and she asks him about the big grab, and he says, well, the football is like a cold to Clifford Franklin. Clifford Franklin only one catching it. Clifford Franklin only one coming down with it. And that line and just the way Orlando Jones plays it just sends me into giggles every time I see that moment in the movie. So as I was describing the hands of Luther Burden, then that occurred to me in the moment. Just because I love the confidence that he catches the football with, especially in light of what we saw in the game from the Bears yesterday. But to the tight end position, to your question, Layla, I love the way that you have this combination now, especially with a healthy Cole Kmet back in the lineup, you have this combination of what they're confident in from the physicality that Cole Kmet can play the position with and the versatility he can bring as an inline blocker and a guy who they can use in that H-back sort of role as well, motion him into the backfield. He can block on the move. He can be a guy who sort of seals the edge for you to get some of these exterior runs and the now routes that they like to use with both DeAndre Swift and some of the receiver core. One thing that did stand out to me with some of that is it does feel like some of the more veteran defensive ends, whether you go back to Chase Young from the Saints or even yesterday Brian Burns, there were multiple times where edge defenders could tell what was coming. And there's been a few times here we've seen in some of the recent games where Caleb's trying to throw that quick swing route to DJ Moore or others, and you're seeing edge defenders with a really close opportunity to reach out and tip it or a near interception. And there is that fine line that you're operating with. And so whether it is the way that Cole Kmet is coming in motion or the way, you know, that like some of this ghost motion or orbit motion type of stuff that's in the Bears offense, it'll be a key for defenders at times, but then also it can be used, and we've seen the Bears utilize it to work against defenders as they operate, you know, counter to their tendencies they've shown with some of the motion as well. But it is a fine line that they're drawing with some of that, and Cole Kmet is frequently kind of an indicator of where the ball's going to end up because of the way the Bears have confidence in him as a blocker, and we've certainly seen the growth in Colston Loveland as a pass receiver.
Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong, but Ben Johnson maybe a little too cute at the beginning of this game, not running the football in the manner that we all kind of expected him to, and then changing and adjusting, and then the usage of DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, I found a little bit curious to start the game, or did they just not execute well enough?
I wasn't surprised with the split. I still think DeAndre Swift is the lead back on the team, and so he ended up with, I think he ended up with 13 carries.
Yep,
and
80 Manungai yards.
Had seven.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was an urgency that DeAndre Swift ran the ball with that I loved. He was disappointed after the game. He was still hung up on the fourth down drop that he had. But there was also a really emphatic fourth down run that he had where he was stopped well short of moving the sticks, where he ran through a couple of tacklers and moved the chains for the Bears. But it did surprise me, the approach on offense, Marshall, just that there wasn't more volume to the run game because the Bears have had success with it. The Giants have been one of the more porous run defenses in football, and it felt like there was a volume to the passing attack that kind of caught me off guard, especially in those chilly weather conditions at Soldier Field. I thought it was going to be there'd be more precipitation, more rain, or even snow that they might deal with, and there were flurries, and you were out there, Gross, but, you know, I guess Ben Johnson just threw warm-ups, felt like Caleb was throwing the ball well enough and was locked in enough, and he liked the advantage that he felt like he could try to feature on the outside, but it seemed pretty obvious the advantage the Bears could try to focus on with the ground attack, and I was surprised Ben Johnson didn't lean into that more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I was actually laughing during the break. Ant, and it's because are you a fan of the band Chicago? Do you know their catalog?
If you sang their songs, I'm sure I would know them, but I'm I'm not placing which songs go with Chicago.
Okay, well, this probably.
What do they say?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, Marshall said that his favorite Chicago song is Hard For Me to Say I'm Sorry, which was a ballad in the late Peter Cetera times. But if you're not a big Chicago.
Is it Cetera or is it Cetera?
Maybe Cetera. Maybe, okay. Maybe Cetera. 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 But I'll move along. I'll take that up with Marshall at another time.
Okay.
Right. Why is Montez Sweat looking so good?
Grody, you're hilarious. Objectively.
And I didn't end up coming back around to Layla's question because she started more talking pass rush and
that's my fault.
Austin Booker.
Right. No, that's why I brought it back. I want more.
After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you.
More so.
Hard for me to say I'm sorry.
That's the song.
Do you know the song now?
You would know.
Yeah, definitely know the song.
Does anybody really know what time it is? That's a Chicago song. Stay the Night.
25 or 6 to 4, a favorite of high school and college bands.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo, right. bingo. Yes.
I like where we're headed with this.
I'll send you a YouTube video.
I'd like to spend it with you.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Saturday in the Park? Is that what that is?
Does this make you feel better about talking about Montez Sweat and the pass rush that was mostly provided by CeeDee Gardner-Johnson?
You could do it over this.
I got no problem doing it over this. So Montez Sweat, one of the areas where his game has expanded is because of the fact that when he normally starts his rush down the middle of an offensive blocker so frequently, he doesn't as frequently get off that block and transition from being a run defender into a pass rusher. And that can be really tough to do. One of the reasons that Dennis Allen loves having bigger defensive linemen, especially their edge defenders, is that he wants to make sure you're fortified up front against the run. And Montez Sweat is big and physical enough to do that effectively. But what he's done more often now is work directly to the edge of blockers. I was talking to you guys about this earlier in the season where he spends so much time down the middle of blockers that it makes his life really hard to try and eventually work to the edge of the guy. And in a similar fashion to Max Crosby, where that comparison of the amount of snaps that Crosby plays, the energy that Crosby plays the game with, he's just a different style of defensive end than Montez Sweat. Max Crosby plays more consistently a finesse game where he's avoiding blocks. That's not necessarily what Montez Sweat does a lot of, but he's been doing more of it recently where he's just coming out of his stance, getting speed up the field, coming out of his stance, using counter moves inside. They've been flopping him to both ends in certain situations. And so it's not only about Montez Sweat being in better shape, in my opinion. I know the idea of his conditioning has come up a bit. But I think his style of play is suiting him being able to maintain more snaps in game as well, because he's not just coming out of his stance running into 300 pounds every snap or running into 600 pounds every snap. He is a little bit tight in his waist and in his lower body, but he's speedy enough and he's fluid enough as an athlete to just make some avoid moves here and there and play with a little bit more finesse, to kind of be like water when he's got that chance to just make some moves instead of just running into contact snap after snap. And he's doing that more. It's allowing him to play in the backfield more often than he was early in the season.
That is Anthony Heron. We always love talking to him. You can catch his work, of course, on Fox 32. Luca Nellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn, and the team always doing good work. And then, of course, right here on 670 The Score.
And I will be on The Score tomorrow night as well, Layla. So Tuesday night.
Nice.
I love it.
Score. You hear me for them 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know it,
are you 6 to 9 on Tuesday?
6 to 9. That is correct.
There it is. I didn't have that programming memo. Thank you for telling us.
I might call in.
So I think we have a show open already.
I'm counting on it.
Always appreciate it, Ant. Thank you so much for the time. So, yeah, call Ant. Call Ant tomorrow night. Keep listening, by the way, for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nishan Wright and me.
Nice.
I get to ask him questions.
Good dude. Fun guy to talk to.
I'm excited. Yeah. I saw his post-game interview yesterday on Marquee, too.
Good.
It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com, and it's brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. Coming up next, George McCaskey once called him a punk. Next thing you know, he's giving the breakdown and the post-game speech in the locker room and getting a game ball. We always knew you had it in you, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. Let's take a ride on the wave that is the man and the experience next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.